Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Inbounding will be 32. Luke Lochtefell goes to the backcourt to Colson Post.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Post goes to his left to Dylan Klinke. Ball knocked away by Forthofer, but it comes back to Fort Recovery. Now they knock it to the backcourt, and over and back called on Fort Recovery.
Seems to be working.
So over and back gives it back to Jake Cumming. Here will be Jaden Comer on the inbounds. Again, no score so far. Here is Carter Fugit. Back to Comer. To Aiden Phillips. Now left to Carter Fugit. Fugit hands off to Dirksen. Dirksen free throw line goes left. Here comes Fugit. Cut off, back out to Phillips. Aiden turns to his right to Dirksen. Eli drives, he is cut off. Ball knocked away, Fort Recovery picks it up. Turnover number two on Jay Cumming. Here comes Klinke in the lane, shot blocked on the Hayden Seifert attempt. Rebound taken down by Jay Cumming.
So who did you say I need to add?
That would be 15, Tyler Wendell.
Tyler Wendell?
Yes. Okay. Ball knocked away on the floor. Jay Cumming has a back. Here's Carter Fugit. Up top to Comer for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Forthofer. And Jay Cumming keeps possession.
Eli Dirksen out front with the ball over on the left side to Jaden Comer. Right side it goes. There's Carter Fugit firing and way off the mark. Rebound, though, Eli Dirksen. Here's Aiden Phillips, who banks it in for the two-point basket. And Jay County takes the early lead at 2-0 here. Welcome to all you folks listening in tonight, either Fort Recovery or Jay County. We're glad to have you with us this evening. Also, we're on FortRecoveryRadio.com and also on the High School Sports Network, TV network as well, if you want to tune that in. The NF, National Federation of High Schools, NFHS, that TV network is broadcasting the game tonight.
Blocking foul and Fort Recovery on Hayden Seifert.
You can figure out how to operate your smart TV. I can never figure that out.
You can't get yours to come up.
That's just me. I'm getting better, but Jay County threw the ball away. They tried to feed it into Cole Forthover, and it was knocked away by Fort Recovery. Over on the right side it goes. There's a shot from 15 feet away. Cole Forthover bangs it out to Carter Fugit, down to Jaden Comer. He'll pop the shot. Good. Just inside the three-point line. Jaden Comer makes it 4-0. Jay County with the early lead.
The first time he started to go up, the ball got caught on his hip, but he stuck with it.
Dylan Kanapke tried to pass down to the corner. It got away from Tyler Wendell and went out of bounds. Wendell kid's a pretty big kid.
Yeah. Again, not listed on the varsity or the freshman roster. So.
Jaden Comer brings it down. He'll pass over on the right side to Carter Fugit. Carter dribbling the basketball. Now goes out to Jaden Comer to Aiden Phillips. Right side to Carter Fugit. Fugit will pop the three. Yes. Carter Fugit hits a three, and Jay County's off to a quick 7-0 start here. Coach Darian Sheffer probably thinking about a timeout here. Here's a three-point shot up and no good. Out of bounds, it'll be given to, I think, Jay County, or is it Fort Recovery?
No, it'll stay with Fort Recovery.
Good. Missing that shot a moment ago was Colson Post. Post gets it in the left corner. He'll fire and he'll miss. Rebound. Ooh. Hard fall for Aiden Phillips, but he gets up and gets going.
Yeah, I don't think his head hit the ground, fortunately, or floor. It was close, though.
Yeah, it was a pretty tough fall there for Aiden, but he's up and going.
Reese LaFever picks up the foul for Fort Recovery.
Left side to Aiden Phillips. He'll pass out here to Carter Fugit. Pops a three. Good again. Carter Fugit drains two threes here early. Jay County has jumped to a 10-0 start, and the Patriots steal the ball away. Jaden Comer tipped it away. Right side, Carter Fugit, another three.
Why not?
He got it again. And Darian Shepper of Fort Recovery calls timeout. Carter Fugit on a tear with three threes here in the first quarter. Jay County leading 13-0 at the moment. We'll be back in a moment.
Let's talk interest rates. Not that kind of interest. I mean interest in you. At First Merchants Bank, we are 100% interested in your success. Our bankers provide a level of attentiveness unlike any other. We're here to get to know you and to be a helpful partner in your financial success. Aren't you tired of your bank just saying they care about your business? Make the switch to First Merchants Bank and feel the difference of real, honest interest in you. First Merchants Bank. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com/switch, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, Carter Fugit having the finest shooting night I've seen him have.
Right. And good no-look pass from Jaden Comer to get it in the last ball.
Left side it goes. Jay County's 3-0 in junior varsity play. This is the opening game of the year for the Indians. Colson Post with it. He'll pass over to Wendell on the right wing. Back to Post. Colson will pass over here to Reese LaFever. Back to Post. Back to LaFever. Down in the corner it goes. With the ball down there was Hayden Seifering. Around the horn to the other side. Now back out top. Reese LaFever comes down, fires, and hits. Nice shot by Reese LaFever to get Fort Recovery on the board for the first time. And the Patriots lead 13-2 now with the basketball. Jaden Comer right side to Aiden Phillips. Here's the ball stolen by Colson Post. He lays it in. Steal for Colson Post. He laid it in. That makes the score 13-4. Carter Fugit will pass up to Jaden Comer.
Fort Recovery goes to full court press after the basket.
Well, I guess Coach Sheffer thinks that, you know, they got to do something here to try to get back in the game. Trailing 13-4 now. Here's Aiden Phillips missing a shot. Way off, but saved by Eli Dirksen. Up and no good by Jaden Comer. There's a foul call on Jay County.
Cade Summers with the foul.
So Cade Summers picks up his first foul of the evening. Jaden Comer will come out, and coming in for Jay County is Brady Jetmore.
And 13-4 with Jay County in the lead.
Reese LaFever on the left. Back to Colson Post. Back to LaFever. In the corner goes Douglas Benn. Doug Benn around the horn on the right side. Back out top. Reese LaFever with it. Dribbling the ball. Passing over to Colson Post. He'll bomb a three. It's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. To Reese LaFever. Here's a three-point shot by Colson Post. It's no good from the top of the key. That was way out there between the circles. And Eli Dirksen has the ball for Jay County. Dirksen, and there's a timeout called by Jay County.
Yeah, that saved the five-second count.
So Jay County calls time. We'll be back in just a moment.
Does your insurance coverage have you feeling like this? Stop by Portland Insurance Agency, where we can help you find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. So stop crying the blues and see me, Kyle Chu, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, it's Fort Recovery Jay County night tonight. That's always an exciting night for me because I know it's going to be usually a great night of basketball. These two teams really battle each other.
Had some great games over the years.
So far, this one's not quite going that way, but Carter Fugit gets double-teamed, and he throws it away. Here's Wendell intercepting it. He misses the layup. Rebound, Eli Dirksen, and time runs out. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. The score, 13-4. Jay County in the lead after one here in the junior varsity game. We'll be back in a moment from the Fortside Fieldhouse right after this. Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning equipment and service, see Dave McGill and Dustin Huftel at D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dave and Dustin have over 50 years' experience offering Comfort Maker heating and air conditioning service, Rheem water heaters, plus water conditioning, eel and jetter service, well service, plus sewer and water service. Located at 123 North Depot Street behind Subway. Call D&D at 260-766-4249. License number PC 196-00052. D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Portland.
Underway now here in the second quarter. Jay County leading 13-4. We'll turn it over to Justin Mangold.
All right, 13-4. Jay County in the lead. Ball knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with Fort Recovery. Inbounds comes into Brody Bargy. Back around to the right side to Dylan Klinke. Now back to the Fever. The Fever to his left. That is Hortkamp. And Hortkamp stepped out of bounds. 6'1 freshman Grant Hortkamp. So the Patriots have the ball back. Again, up 13-4. More full court pressure by Fort Recovery. And they're kind of able to get it down low. And Hortkamp, Portofer hasn't knocked away.
Yeah. She was headed for a layup there, and the Fort Recovery had a nice defensive play and kept that ball away.
Good idea. Just took too long to develop to get the shot off. Inbounds, Fugit, 4-3. Yep, he is on fire.
My goodness.
All over for it, too. That one from the left corner.
Four threes for him tonight.
It's now 16-4. And like you say, 12 of those from Fugit. Shot in the lane, blocked by Portofer on the Breaker Judy attempt.
Well, at 6'8", he's going to do that a lot.
Yes. Here's Comer. Comer backs it up. Now goes to Portofer. Over to Fugit.
Of course, Cole's grandma, Jan, works at Cal Pharmacy. So you folks that see Jan, she's a very proud grandma. Her grandson's playing really well.
Missed three by Comer. And then Fugit comes down, saves the ball from going out of bounds off the Fort Recovery player. And Jay County will get the ball back. Como inbound to Fugit. 16-4, Patriots lead. There's Comer to Portofer. Attacks the hoop. Goes up for the dunk. It's blocked. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Brody Bargy with the block.
Nice block by Brody.
Really had to get up there to block Cole. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with Fort Recovery.
Rob Weaver here along with Justin Mangold from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, we're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Anthony Reisner is the studio producer for Fort Recovery Radio along with Neil Spencer. And we're also on the High School TV Network.
And 16-4, Jay in the lead. Outside for the Indians is Seifert. To his right to Klinke. Back to Seifert. Down low, turnaround shot is missed by Bargy. Rebound for Jay County.
Cole Portofer with a rebound.
Not too many second chances for Fort Recovery. Here's Dirksen. His shot is blocked. Rebound out of bounds off Dirksen of Jay County.
Yeah, he couldn't hang on to it. Well, Portofer's listed at 6'8", and Brady Bargy's listed at 6'4". Those are the two tallest guys out there for each team.
Again, Bargy blocked Porto for a moment ago. Go down low, wide open, up and good for Bargy. Little backdoor play.
Yeah, Bargy snuck behind the defense, was wide open.
Makes it 16-6. Homer gets away with the travel. Quickly down to Porthover. Porthover saves it from going out of bounds, but it's loose and picked up by Fort Recovery. Cole used every bit of a 6'8 to save that. Down low. Goes to Bargy. Turnaround shot is short. Rebound on the floor. And the help ball will go.
Boy, it's really getting physical at the moment.
Right, we'll go to Jay County.
Both teams battling away here.
This game turning into a Jay County Fort Recovery game before our eyes. 16-6, Jay in the lead. Getting the majority of that from Carter Puget. There's a steal for Fort Recovery.
Bad pass.
That post will come down and draw a foul. Yeah, you can't pass that far away against a quick team like this.
That foul was called on Jay County's Sean Bailey. Bailey came in just a moment ago. Kate Summers came in, and Cole Porthover went out for Jay County.
There are two shots for Colson Post. The first is good. One more for Post. He has three of Fort Recovery's seven. Missed the second one.
Colson's brother, Landon, graduating last year as a senior on the team a year ago. He's the one that hit the shot that beat us, as you'll recall, last year.
Right. Down low, Summers will score with the foul. No, Bailey will try that again. Phillips will score with the foul.
Aiden Phillips hits.
So Phillips gets his second basket with authority. 18-7, Jay in the lead.
And kind of breaks a little bit of a dry spell for Jay County.
One more free throw. Good. Now the Patriots have not scored since Carter Fugit hit a three early in the quarter. Post shot blocked by Summers. And it goes out of bounds.
And by the way, Carter's not in there right now.
Right. He gets his first rest of the game. Fort Campbell inbound. Comes in the post. Now to Bargy. Back to Colson Post. Right wing now to Dylan Klinke. Down low, turnaround shot is up and no good for Judy. Foul called on Jay. Summers with his second foul.
Our next broadcast for Fort Recovery will be this Thursday when the Lady Indians travel to New Bremen.
Rico is good
for a conference game.
For Breaker Judy.
He's a pretty impressive looking kid. Breaker Judy, only a freshman.
Listed at 6'4". 19-8. Now 9.
Jay County rolled out to a 10-0 start, so Fort Recovery's kind of making a little bit of a move here.
Patriots did the same thing last night, but up 10-0. Here's Phillips in the lane, shot blocked by Bargy. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. There's Grant Fortcamp. So the right to post, back to Fortcamp. Around to Seifert. Down low, knocked away, out of bounds, off Fort Recovery. That is their seventh turnover. Jay also a seven.
Jay County wasn't sure who was going to get the ball there, but Patriots have it.
Here's Dirksen weaving his way through the defense and misses the shot.
Oh, my.
Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery.
That ball just rolled off of there and out.
Yep. 19-9, Patriots by 10. Bounce pass goes to Seifert. Cross court to post, down low. Turnaround shot for Judy. Good. Breakers first basket. 19-11. Here's Comer across midcourt. It's a screen from Porthover. Porthover gets the pass, and he'll miss the shot. Rebound up and no good. Help ball.
Oh, there's a foul.
Okay, they get a foul. Okay.
Porthover's shot bounced off the back side of the rim. He was real close in there, but he just couldn't get it to go down.
Foul is my first spot, but Referee wasn't real clear.
Foul was called on Brody Bargy.
His first, team second of the quarter. Comer on the inbounds. Comes in to Fugit, who's back in. Over to Eli Dirksen. Dirksen hands out to Phillips. To the left of Fugit. Carter out to Jaden Comer.
Well, he missed his chance there. He was wide open for a moment.
Comer wants to drive, stops, gets the pass to Dirksen, shot blocked again. Push block by Wendell.
Tyler Wendell on the block for the Indians.
Rebound taken down by Jay. The recovery's had about five blocks so far.
They could cut the lead to six here. It's only an eight-point game.
Post with it. Goes left to Seifring. Into the corner to Judy. Back left wing to Seifring. Up top the post with 2 minutes to play in the half. They're coming up by eight. Three-pointer for Post is no good. Rebound comes down to Judy. He'll put it up and score. I think Porto from really got a piece of that as well. Down to 6 points at 19-13. There's Dirksen to Fugit. Fugit attacks the basket and is fouled.
He's fouled on Colson Post. Bumped up against Judy as he was going by. It'll be out of bounds.
Team foul number three.
We're in the second period, 1:38 to go.
Fever back in for Fort Recovery, Post out.
Jay County leads 19-13.
Comer on the inbounds, ball knocked away.
Tried to hit Eli Dirksen, and getting his hand in there was Hayden Seifring for Fort Recovery.
So Comer will try it again. This time into Fugit. He'll pop a three. Good.
Oh, my.
Just get him the ball. 19-13, the Patriots lead by four. Turnaround shot is good for Fort Recovery. Seifring.
Hayden Seifring counters and gets a three.
Because Daniels wanted to travel. There's a steal basket for Fort Recovery. 22-18.
Reese LaFever scoring. Oh, come on.
A lot of contact as Dirksen brings it up. Tried to pass to Fugit. The ball is loose. Fugit gets it. And now they call the foul.
Call the foul on Tyler Wendell.
They're letting a lot go. Both ways, really.
It's only a four-point game now. Fort Recovery battling back here, trailing 22-18.
Because Daniels wanted to travel before the Seifring three a moment ago, and I think he had a good argument, too. He took an extra step, hopping to the right. 22-18, the Patriots lead. Homer on the inbounds. Comes deep to Dirksen. Dirksen to the right to Comer. Down low for fourth over. Back to Comer for three. In and out. Rebound for Fugit. Hooks, tried to hook the pass for fourth over. It's loose, and they get a timeout.
And Fort Recovery ends up with the ball.
Yep, Fort Recovery timeout. The Patriots lead at 22-18. 49 seconds left, second quarter.
We'll be back in just a minute. For the finest in kitchen appliances and a complete line of bedding, it's Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding in Portland. Jay County is a special place to live and work, and it's been Jamar's privilege to have served the Jay County area for more than 50 years. All of you who have been Jamar's customers are very much appreciated, and it's been a terrific experience serving you. Thank you for your patronage. Shauna and Jim Runkel say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland.
Fort Recovery with the ball, 49 seconds left in the second quarter. Jay County leading 22-18.
Indians can cut this lead back to two, maybe one.
There's Hayden Seifring.
Looks like they're going to take the last shot, maybe.
Jay County comes out to defend. Left it goes. And driving toward the hoop, stopping, popping, and missing is Grant Fortkamp. The ball volleyballed around, and we're going to have a tie-up.
That's kind of a quick call, really.
Yeah, we've seen longer ones. It will stay with Fort Recovery.
There was bodies everywhere on that play. going after the basketball.
Got Post in and Seifring out. 26 seconds left. With it is LeFever. LeFever to the corner, Post for three, no good, short. Rebound for Judy, hooks the pass over, up and good for Grant Fortcamp. Good extra pass by Judy. Makes it 22-20. Dirksen having trouble, gets it to Fugit, 8 seconds. Fugit across midcourt, whoa. Tried to pass to Horth over, and that pass was way too high.
I think he lost his balance there on the throw. And yeah, it was way too high.
Like you said, Cole is 6'8", and there's no way he could have got that.
Now the Indians could tie it up here before time expires.
Yeah, maybe take the lead. Here's a three, and it's way off. Grant Fortcamp missed the shot. They're telling him he had a little extra time. Halftime, it is 22-20. Jay County's still in the lead, but it's down to two.
And again, the Patriots started out with a 10-0 lead, and it's gone. That lead has disappeared, despite the fact that Carter Fugit has hit 5 threes in the first half. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Gabe Faulkner with Barnum Brown Insurance in downtown Dunkirk. As a business owner, every day is overwhelmed with questions you have to answer, from payroll to product offerings. One thing you should never have to question is your insurance protection. The insurance professionals at Barnum Brown Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, are here to ensure you always have proper coverage. With special programs from Hastings Mutual to serve all types of businesses, we work to protect your interests. Hastings Mutual and Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk, working together to serve you. Call now at 765-768-6721 or visit BarnumBrownInsurance.com.
When you have a sewer or drain problem, you don't want excuses. You want results. Locally owned by John Lancaster, Roto-Rooter offers state-of-the-art camera inspection, jet cleaning, and, of course, septic tank pumping. Don't trust your sewer problem to just any name. Trust John Lancaster and Roto-Rooter Service. Serving a 4-county area. Reliable service.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Tim Klingensmith at Raymond James & Associates in Portland is proud of our Jay County Patriots team and wishes Jay County good luck this season. At Raymond James, the financial well-being of their clients always comes first. Raymond James financial advisor Tim Klingensmith, with over 30 years of experience, along with Maria Snow, client services associate, are available to help you with your financial needs at 928 North Meridian Street in Portland or call 260-726-8596. Raymond James & Associates in Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned.
How can you make the holidays a little sweeter this year? Whether you're decorating, feeding a crowd, baking with the little ones, or shopping for gifts, our local businesses have you covered. The shops, businesses, restaurants, and service providers in our own backyard are your source for holiday sparkle, Christmas cheer, and warm winter memories. This holiday season, shop and buy local. Because when it comes to spreading holiday cheer, supporting our local businesses is the sweetest way to give. This reminder to shop local is brought to you by First Bank of Bern.
Join the hundreds of Jay County area residents who have made Pack-A-Sack their convenience store. Here in Jay County, you'll find Pack-A-Sack in Portland, Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Whether you're gassing up with Pack-A-Sack's quality gasoline, filling up your cup with fresh brewed coffee, or enjoying Pack-A-Sack's great selection of snack foods and soft drinks, you'll discover why Pack-A-Sack is your convenience store and a whole lot more. You'll also find Subway restaurants inside the Pack-A-Sack stores in Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Stop in soon and experience outstanding customer service and their friendly employees who will greet you with a smile at your nearby Pack-A-Sack.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, Jay County up 22-20 at the half. Patriots got out to a 10-0 lead before the Indians started coming back with a full court press. That slowed Jay County down a bit. Again, 22-20, Jay County leads at the half. Let's look at our halftime scoring. Fort Recovery led by Breaker Judy with 6 points. He had two twos in the second quarter, along with two free throws. Also for Fort Recovery, four for Reese LeFevre. He had a field goal in the first quarter, a field goal in the second quarter. Again, 4 points for Reese LeFevre. 3 points for Colson Post on a field goal in the first quarter, and one of two free throws in the second quarter. Hayden Seyfried, a three-pointer in the second quarter for three. 2 points for Grant Fortkamp on a field goal in the second, and two for Brody Bargy on a field goal in the second quarter. Again, four Fort Recovery. Breaker Judy with six. Four for Reese LeFevre. Three for Colson Post. Three for Hayden Seyfried. Two for Brody Bargy, and two for Grant Fortkamp. Jay County in the first half led by Carter Fugit, as Carter has 15 points at the half. He had three threes in the first quarter, two threes in the second quarter. Again, 15 for Carter Fugit at the half. 5 points for Aiden Phillips, coming on a field goal in the first quarter, a field goal in the second quarter, and an and-one free throw in the second. Again, five for Aiden Phillips. They kind of scoring rounded out by Jaden Comer with a field goal in the first quarter for 2 points. Again, for Jay County, Carter Fugit with 15. Aiden Phillips had five, and Jaden Comer had two. Turnovers, Fort Recovery, four in the first and three in the second. The Indians with seven at the half. Jay County, five turnovers in the first quarter, three in the second. The Patriots with eight turnovers at the half. Free throws, Fort Recovery, three of four in the first half, 75%, and that came all in the second quarter. Jay County 0 for 1 shooting at the line in the first quarter, 1 for 1 in the second. The Patriots 1 of 2, 50% at the free throw line. And again, our first quarter score is Jay up 13 to 4. Our halftime score is Jay County 22 and Fort Recovery 20. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll check the girls' results from earlier today coming up after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with the Golden Technologies Power Recliner and Lift Chair for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So visit us online at calppharmacy.com or call us at 419-375-7007. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Well, back here at the field house, Jay leading 22-20 at the half. In girls basketball earlier this afternoon, Jay County won the junior varsity game 44-24. They've only played three quarters, and Jay was led by Rayla Newton with 16, Natalie Carreno 13, Alexis Cybray with 10, 3 points for Meredith Dirksen, and two for Mackenzie Kramer. Fort Recovery, 5 points from Maddie Shainline, four each from Bridget Homan and McKenna Hillscamp, three each from Sophia Guggenbiller and Ivy Toby, and 2 points each from Emma Schmitz and Cameron Mullenkamp. Again, 44-24, Jay County wins the junior varsity girls game. And in varsity play, Jay won at 44-30. Jay led 15-4 after one, 23-7 at the half, 35-11 after three. But Fort Recovery outscored Jay 19-9 in the fourth quarter. But the Patriots hold on to win at 44-30. So again, Fort Recovery 19 in the fourth quarter, only 11 in the first three as they finally found some offense. in that last quarter. Kennedy Mullenkamp with 11 points. Callie Wendell with 7. 6 for Carly Niekamp. 4 for Faith Zuchold. And 2 for Bryn Woman. Jay County led by Hallie Sweeterman with 12. Sophie Saxman, 11. 9 for Molly Mullenkamp. And 4 each from Meredith Dirksen, Brianna Dirksen, and Danielle May. And Jay County goes to 6-2. Fort Recovery 1-3. Patriots win at 44-30 in varsity play.
So Jay County's record now is
6-2. They've won 4 in a row now.
The Indians have still only won just the one game. I think they're 1-4.
1-3.
1-3.
Yep. And they will play on Thursday. Jay County will play on Tuesday at home against Muncie Central. And again, that's a 7 o'clock start time, varsity only.
And Fort Recovery at New Bremen on Thursday, and we'll have that broadcast also here on the radio on Thursday. Just about ready to start the second half of play. Indians coached by Darian Sheffer. Aaron Daniels, the coach of the Jay County Junior Varsity. Here is the inbounds pass for the Patriots into Cole Forthover from Jaden Comer. Comer gets the ball back. Left to Aiden Phillips. Carter Fuga to Eli Dirksen. And the ball is tipped out of the hands of Aiden Phillips by the Fort Recovery Indians. Aiden Seifring. Aiden Phillips on the left to Eli Dirksen. Tries to feed into Cole Forthover, and it'll be a foul called on Fort Recovery.
They're kind of starting their original starters. Jaden Comer, Carter Fugit, Eli Dirksen, Cole Forthover, and Aiden Phillips. Fort Recovery a little bit different, going with Colson Post, Hayden Seifring, Breaker Judy, Fort Camp, and Tyler Wendell.
Into Aiden Phillips, back outside Eli Dirksen. Dirksen will look. Goes over to Jaden Comer. Aiden Phillips on the right. Down on the wing, it's Carter Fugit. Tries to drive the baseline. The ball goes out of bounds. What are they going to do? They're going to say it went off Carter Fugit.
Turnover number 9 on the Patriots.
So Fort Recovery with the basketball. Seifring on the right. Back out top it goes. Grant Fortkamp with it. He'll hand over to Post. Now on the right to Hayden Seifring. Back to Colson Post, inside, up, and no good, and a foul's on Jay County. As getting open for the basket was Breaker Judy, and he missed the shot, but
Cole Forthover on the foul. Fort Recovery can tie it here.
And it hasn't been that way since it was nothing-nothing. First free throw is up and good. Again, we're broadcasting on the radio, WPGW Radio in Portland, Indiana tonight, all three of our stations. Second free throw is no good. So Jay County holds on to a one-point lead. Also on FortRecoveryRadio.com and the National Federation of High School Sports TV Network. We're on there tonight as well. Carter Fugit with the basketball. Jaden Comer on the left. It goes to Aiden Phillips. Back out top to Carter. Carter dribbles. Gives off to Eli Dirksen. Aiden Phillips back out to Jaden Comer. Comer fires a 3. Got it.
Way out there.
Kind of faked out Colson Post as he acted like he was going to shoot, drew it back, and then fired. So the Patriots have had at least 6 threes tonight. Shot's no good by Fort Recovery. Rebound, Eli Dirksen. He comes racing down, lays it up, and got it. And they're going to call a charge on Eli Dirksen. That was kind of a tough call.
Right. The recovery player appeared to be moving.
Second, Hey, you know.
Referee was moving at the same time, so tough call.
Yeah. Jay County leading 25-21.
The hardest call in basketball, the block charge.
So Fort Recovery with the basketball over on the left side it goes to Luke Lochtefeld, who's in the game. Back out front to Grant Fortkamp. Now on the left, there is Dylan Klinke. There's a shot up from three-point land. No good by Grant Fortkamp. Rebound, Jay County. Eli Dirksen has the basketball. Down to Carter Fugit. Right side. Comer gives it off over to Phillips. Back to Carter. Carter to Eli Dirksen. He'll dribble. Feeds over to Carter Fugit. Nope, he hangs on to it. Now to Carter. Carter goes baseline, puts it up and got it. He's just on no matter where he's shooting the ball tonight.
That was a tough shot, that foul.
It was kind of a floater that he hit from about, 10 feet out on the right wing. On the right baseline, actually. Fort Recovery with the ball. They trail now 27-21. Three-point shot is good by Hayden Seifring. Hayden Seifring connects on a three. It's at least his second three tonight.
Right. He has both threes for Fort Recovery.
27-24. Jay by three. Eli Dirksen with it. Here's Jaden Comer out front. He'll pass on the right to Aiden Phillips. Here's a corner shot by Carter Fugit. Another three by Carter Fugit. How many is it? Seven points?
Six.
Six threes now for Carter. He steals the ball. He comes down. Feeds off to Eli Dirksen, who scores. And Jay County's jumped out to a 32-24 lead all of a sudden after it was only a one-point game at one time. Jay County's never trailed in this game. They jumped out to a 10-0 start. Indians got it down to one here in this quarter, and there's another ball knocked away by Carter Fugit, but the Indians keep it. Here's a drive to the hoop, and it's knocked out of bounds by Aiden Phillips.
They kind of got fortunate there because Kate Summers was out of bounds, waiting to check in, and Carter Fugit started to fall, and Summers stopped him from falling pretty hard, too. So a good save by Summers.
Fugit will take a rest and go out of the game as Brady Jetmore comes in for Jay County. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Out front it goes to Hayden Seifring. Seifring will pass over on the right side. And there's a foul called on Jay County as Brody Bargy got hemmed in.
I didn't call a held ball. That was longer than the one earlier.
So Indians keep the ball. Colson Post will lob it in to Bargy. He can't keep it, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery as they hacked Summers. Colson Post, I think. Here comes the inbounds pass. Brady Jetmore over to Jaden Comer. Left side to Brady Jetmore back out top. Right side, Jaden Comer, three-pointer. He got it. Man.
Now watch out if he gets going, too.
Jay County's putting on a three-point performance tonight. Is that, what, at least eight threes?
Yep, eight.
Six threes for Carter Fugit and two for Jaden Comer. And there's a stolen ball for Jay County. Patriots on the get the turnover, and there's a foul called on, no, jump ball is called, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Reese LaFever reporting in for the Indians, also coming in as Breaker Judy. Colson Post is one of the kids who went out. Right side it goes to Reese LaFever out top. Aiden Seifring around on the left corner to Bargy. Back around to the right. Ball's loose out here, but retrieved by Hayden Seifring. Reese LaFever in the middle. Bargy puts it up. No good. He's fouled by Cade Summers.
His third foul.
So Summers committing the foul in the lane. Here comes Big Cole, fourth over back in the game. At the free throw line is Brody Bargy for Fort Recovery, and Bargy hits. That makes it a 10-point game, 35-25. Carter Fugit coming back in. Eli Dirksen leaving. Here comes Drew Schimmenauer in. Brady Jetmore goes out for Jay County. Brody Bargy at the line. First one was good, and the second one's also good. It's now 35-26. Patriots on top by nine. Jaden Comer is going to be fouled. They're going to call the foul on Dylan Klinke, I think.
Yeah. His second.
Yep. He bumped into Jaden Comer. Comer will toss it in to Cole fourth over. Back to Comer. Lobs it up to Carter Fugit. Right corner, and they try to find Cole Forthover inside, and Brody Bargy broke it up, knocks it out of bounds. Jay County will have the ball underneath their own hoop here.
Dirksen back in, and Aiden Phillips gets a rest.
Here we go with the inbounds pass for Comer. Comes into Eli Dirksen. He'll hand it off to Drew Schimmenauer, to Carter Fugit. Right side it goes to Jaden Comer, and it was tipped out of bounds by Reese Lefevre. Fort Recovery still on defense. Indians playing the D here. Jaden Comer tossing in to Brady, or no, to Drew Schimmenauer. There's Jaden Comer with it now. Comer works right side, and there's a collision in the lane. Cole Forthover was one of them involved, and so was Brody Bargy, and they're going to call the foul on Bargy.
His second foul, too. Foul number three.
57 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Jay County leading 35-26. There's an inside pass is up and no good by Eli Dirksen, and they're going to say the ball is tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. So Jaden Comer will toss it in. Goes over to Carter Fugit on the left. He'll feed to Drew Schimmenauer. Back to Comer into Cole Forthover. No good. Got his own rebound and scores. Comer missed the first shot, but got his own rebound and stuffs it back in to make it 37-26. Jay County with an 11-point lead now.
First points tonight for Cole Forthover.
Ball's knocked out of bounds.
Off one of the Fort Recovery fans.
Inbounds pass for the Indians. Jay County had tipped it out. Doug Benn in the game now for Fort Recovery. Over on the right side it goes to Dylan Klinke. And back out to Reese Lefevre. And it's tipped out by Jaden Comer of Jay County. So Fort Recovery has the ball. They trail. Indians trail 37-26. Third quarter, just about the end of the third quarter here. In this junior varsity basketball game, Jay County's just going to set back and let Fort Recovery kill the clock. With the ball out front, Hayden Seifring, he's going to fire a three. No, he doesn't. Feeds over to Reese Lefevre. There's a wild shot, no good, by Dylan Klinke. They didn't get a very good shot off there, and the Patriots of Jay County come away with a 37-26 lead at the end of the third quarter. Big gain for the Indians, for the Patriots, I should say, in that third quarter of play. We'll be back in a moment.
Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Cal Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-aged children, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys this Christmas season at Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Action back in here. Here's Jay County with the ball. Justin, take it away.
All right, reverse layup tried by Eli Dirksen, missed. Fort Recovery had the rebound, but taken away by the Patriots and Carter Fugit. Jay County up 37-26. Left side, Phillips, long two, missed. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Wendell. Patriots by 11. Driving toward the hoop, cross-court post open, three all day, missed it. The rebound for Fugit, he is fouled by Clint Seifert.
Colson had the open shot there, just wouldn't go down.
Yeah, the best open shot they've had in a while.
He learned well from his brother, Landon. Landon liked to pump those three-pointers up there, too.
Patriots had Dirksen flying down the court, missed him. Ball was loose. Jay County does pick it up. Somehow keeping the ball as Fugit will drive in. Goes up to Phillips to the hoop, and he is smoked. The rebound goes to out of bounds. Will stay with Jay County.
And they say it went off of... they say it went off, I believe, of Grant Fortkin.
Phillips went up with a shot, and he was blocked by three players. Had no chance for that shot. Jay keeps the ball. Comer, corner, three, missed. Rebound to Phillips. Comes out to Fugit. Fugit lost the ball, picked up by Comer.
Comer saved the day for the Patriots there.
Comer on the right wing, finds Phillips. Phillips hands off to Dirksen. Jay County in no particular hurry here, leading by 11. Here's Comer down low to Summers. He'll put it up and score. A little undersized for Fort Recovery defense against Summers there.
Cade's got a kind of a nice touch, actually.
Because he can shoot outside, too. Three for Fort Recovery is missed. Rebound tapped up, comes to Fugit. His pass blocked. Carter got it back to Phillips. A lot of contact all over the place here. Left side is Comer, drives the hoop, lost the ball, got it back, kicked out of bounds.
By Fort Recovery.
Margie will come in for Fort Recovery and post out.
Colson heads to the bench. Brody Margie comes in, number five.
Comer on the inbounds, comes in deep to Dirksen. Now left it goes. Computer, he is fouled by Wendell.
Carter Fugit, six threes on the night tonight. Yeah, he hasn't missed one, I don't think.
I don't think so. 20 points total for Fugit. Ball loose, picked up by Fort Recovery. Ball come down, knocked away by Dirksen.
Eli Dirksen raced in there and knocked the ball away.
36-29, Jay leads by 13. Coming into the game, Carter Fugit had 18 total points on the season. He has 20 tonight. Shot missed by the Indians. Rebound out of bounds. And will stay with Fort Recovery.
He's thinking, let's play Fort Recovery every night.
Right.
Man, he's had a hot game tonight.
But like you said, I don't think he's missed tonight. 39-26. Jay County leading by 13. I believe that's the biggest lead tonight. Inbounds comes in the Judy turnaround shot. Good. Because Judy has 9 to lead Fort Recovery. And they're finally off that 26 mark. Their first points this quarter. Here's Comer going to Fugit. In the lane to Phillips. He'll dish to Summers. Missed. Got his rebound missed. Rebound foul on Jay County.
I think on Summers.
And that'll be 4 on Cade.
Yep. That's who's probably one Achilles heel is that he commits too many fouls.
Yeah, pretty aggressive. 39-28, Jay by 11. Indians across the timeline with Grant Fortkamp. To his right, back to Fortkamp. Stops, dishes off to Bargy. Back to Fortkamp. No ball knocked away, but the Indians got it back. Here's Seifried. Long two-pointers missed by Fortkamp. Rebound out of bounds off the foot. Fort recovery.
Say it went off of Hayden Seifring.
So Jay kind of gets the ball back.
Wendell will go out for Fort recovery, and I didn't see who came back in.
I think Grant Fortkamp. 39-28, the Patriots lead by 11. Fort recovery turning up the pressure and a foul.
Brody Bargy gets called for a foul. The Indians using a trapping defense there.
His third foul, team foul number three. Inbound to Puget, back to Comer. Back to Puget. Carter's not shot in a while. Now to Comer. Comer hooks it left of Burton. Who is clothesline?
Hayden Seifering gets called for the foul there.
Team foul number four. Jay Conner will shoot two shots on the next foul.
3:49 left to go in the game. Jay leading 39-28.
In the Fugit, back to Comer. Now to Carter Fugit. Tried to pass to Phillips, but eventually got there. Now down low to Porto for way, no, not way too high. A little bit too high. Out of bounds.
Yeah. Too high for Cole to haul it in.
Yeah, they saw him over there and just kind of flinged it that way, and it didn't work. Here comes Fort Recovery, down by 11. Judy for three. Good. Breaker has 12. It's down to an 8-point game at 39-31. 3:24 to go, fourth quarter. Patriots lead by 8. Full timeout. We'll be back.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
So I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Fort Recovery, the Patriots lead 39-31. An upset in the SEC Championship game is Alabama defeats number one Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah, that might change things in the playoffs.
Maybe Ohio State will get in there.
Turnaround shot block on the Cole Porto for attempt. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Ball picked up by Bargy. Bargy hooks the pass to Fortkamp. Now left to Judy. To Fortkamp. Now Lochtefeld. Ball knocked away. Seifering goes to get it. Judy leads by 8. Here is Judy. Leaves the pass for Fortkamp. Bounce pass goes left. Now inside. Turnaround shot is good for Judy. Breaker Judy has 14.
6-point game.
Yep, down to 6 again.
39-33. Indians got the lead to 6.
Jay led by 13 not too long ago. Here's Comer to Dirksen to Phillips. Gravel.
And Carter Fugit took a 3-pointer just as the whistle blew and he hit it.
I didn't see that.
He would have had 7 threes
right.
Had that foul not happened.
39-36. Indians have it down by 6. Still 2:05 to play. Three for the Indians. High arcing shot. Missed. Weak side rebound to Seabree. Out it goes. Fortkamp drills a three.
Brent Fortkamp cuts the lead to 3 points, 39-36, with less than 2 minutes to go.
1:50 to play. Left it goes to Dirksen. Eli attacks up and a blocking foul.
Oh, my. I think the Patriots got a break on that one.
Yeah, I think so.
As Eli Dirksen crashed into Colson Post. Is that five on Colson?
Let's see. I have him for two. Okay. Yeah, the second. But it is the fifth of the team, so two shots for Eli Dirksen. So five team fouls for the quarter. Jay will shoot two on every foul for go on.
Important free throws here for Dirksen.
First is no good. Jay County has struggled at the line this year. In a three-point Patriot lead, 1:46 to play. One more for Eli. That one is no good.
Oh, man.
Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery.
Big break for the Indians there.
They can tie it here with a three. There's Fortkamp. Fortkamp to his right to lock the foul. Ball up in the air. Loose. And will be out of bounds.
Off. I think it went off Fort Recovery.
I thought it did.
Yep.
The referee agrees. So a rare turnover this half for Fort Recovery.
Indians didn't get a shot off there, and they needed one. Trailing by three.
12 Fort Recovery turnovers tonight. Jay County 14. Here's Comer. Left to Dirksen. Cross court, the ball knocked away. Indians have it. Here they come. Layup is good for Fort Count. 1 point game, 39-38. 1 minute to play.
Grant Fortkamp hits the layup.
The ball knocked away again. Fortkamp picks it up.
Deflected by Breaker Judy.
Indians can take the lead. Shot from Fortkamp, no good. Rebound on the floor. And the hell ball will go to Fort Recovery.
Indians have never led in the game.
Timeout, Jay County. Full timeout, 39-38, Patriots lead. 51 seconds to go. Fort Recovery will have the ball after this.
39-38, a one-point lead for Jay County.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget. Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation. Their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, back here at Fort Recovery, 39-38. Jay County leads by one. 51 seconds left in this junior varsity game. Indians can take the first lead of the ball game here. Inbounds come to Seyfried. Seyfried goes left to Fortkamp. Back up top to Seyfried. Down to 42 seconds. In the lane it goes. Turnaround shot. Lochtefell blocked by Fortoser. So it kind of gets the rebound and a foul to be called on Lochtefell.
Luke Lochtefell picks up the personal foul.
It'll be two shots for the Patriots.
Last time the Indians were, the Patriots were at the free throw line, they missed them both.
It'll be Aiden Phillips shooting this time. He is 1-for-1 tonight. Again, two shots automatically on fouls.
One of the big stories tonight, Carter Fugit with 20 points in the game, including 6 3-pointers.
The first for Phillips is good.
That was a big one.
Makes it a two-point game.
Still plenty of time for the Indians. They trail only by two.
One more for Phillips. It's up. And good again. If Dick Henry had to pick a free throw shooter right now, I'd say Phillips is the guy, and he makes them both. Timeout on the floor, 34 seconds to play. Jay leads 41-38.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 34 seconds to play in this junior varsity contest. Game 41, Fort Recovery 38. If the varsity's anything like this, we're in for something tonight.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised.
A lot of games go down to the end. No four-court press for Jay. Inbounds comes for Fort Recovery, Grant Fortkamp. Fortkamp goes left, gets the ball back. Top of the key. There's the post. Deep three is in and out. Rebound tapped out. Comes to Fort Recovery. Shot blocked out of bounds on the shooting attempt. Clayton rushed that shot. He really didn't have to. But fortunately for Fort Recovery, they get the ball back. Cody Bargy will inbound. Comes in the Fort Camp. Long two is missed. Rebound for Fortover. And he is fouled.
Big 6'8 Cole Forthover grabbing the rebound and then protecting the ball when he came down with it.
Now two big free throws for Forthover. Well, the Patriots really needs to make one of these. They're now a three-point lead. This is where this new rule really comes in, so it's not a one-and-one anytime, but automatically two. The first is good. Only 3 points tonight, but a big free throw for Cole Forthover.
Made it a four-point lead.
Jay County wants timeout.
Timeout, Patriots. We'll be back. It's 42-38. 11 seconds to go. Jay County up by four.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier, turn to the experts. See Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland or call 726-2138.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 11 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Jay County leading 42-38 in this junior varsity contest. It will be Fort Recovery ball. Jay County does have fouls to give. Only committed one team foul this quarter. Timeout-wise, Jay County one left. Fort Recovery has two left. Again, one more free throw for Cole Forthover. Second free throw is good. So a five-point lead for Jay. Judy on the inbound. Coming to get it is Seifert. It's been a lot of time, and there's a foul. The foul should have been before the shot, and they say it is.
Well, they didn't want Fort Recovery to hit a three, but he wasn't going to hit that three.
So that's team foul number two. 6 seconds to go, and Jay County still has a couple of fouls to go. Inbound to Fort Camp. He missed the three. Rebound will be out of bounds, going to Jay County.
And that wraps her up.
Yeah, Fort Camp had a couple of good looks here. Had one go in and out.
Great and comeback by the Indians, but not enough.
It's a little short. They never got the lead. Jay County holds on to it the whole game, and the Patriots win it 43-38. Jay County improves to 4-0 on the season. Fort Recovery drops to 0-1. Again, 43-38. Jay County wins the JV game tonight.
Indians falling behind 10-0 early. Fighting off a barrage of three-pointers, 8 three-pointers by the Patriot junior varsity team tonight, which is, for JV play, that's a bunch, including 6 by Carter Fugit, 2 by Jaden Comer. Patriots again win 43-38. We'll be back to wrap up the junior varsity broadcast. Stay tuned for our pregame show. We'll talk with both coaches, Bobby Leverett and Jerry Baumholt, coming up in a few minutes. The John Jay Center for Learning wants you to know that with the announcements of 2 new child care facilities opening up in Portland, Ivy Tech Marion has added an early childhood education class to be offered at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. Intro to Early Childhood Education will now be offered as an in-person class at the John Jay Center. This may give you an opportunity to gain employment at one of the 2 new child care facilities, which will be opening soon here in Portland. For more information, contact the John Jay Center for Learning in downtown Portland. Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we've had 2 good games tonight. Fort Recovery won the freshman game over Jay County, and now Jay County has won the reserve game over the Indians. And here's Justin to wrap up the JV broadcast.
All right, Fort Recovery again. They were led by Breaker Judy with 14 points tonight. He had 1 three-pointer among his 14 points. 6 for Hayden Seifring. Let's go back. 14 for Breaker Judy, 7 for Dan Fortcamp, 6 for Hayden Seifring, 4 for Reese LeFever, 4 for Brody Bargy, and 3 for Colson Post. They kind of led by Carter Fugit, like you say, with 20. And then down to 8 points for Jamie Comer, 7 for Aiden Phillips, 4 for Cole Forthofer, 2 for Eli Dirksen, and 2 for Cade Summers. They kind of only made 1 basket in that fourth quarter. The rest was free throws. But the Patriots able to hold on, win at 43-38. They kind of 15 turnovers tonight. And Fort Recovery had 12 free throws. Fort Recovery 6 of 8 for the ballgame. Jay County was 5 of 8. Quarter scores, Jay led 13-4 after 1, 22-20 at the half, 37-26 after 3. And again, the final, Jay County 43, Fort Recovery 38. Patriots go to 4-0, Fort Recovery drops to 0-1.
Impressive start for the Jay County junior varsity this year, that's for sure. We saw some really good things from Fort Recovery there. Breaker Judy, he's only a freshman. I could see him making a run and maybe playing on the varsity.
Yeah, him and both Grant Fortcamp have 21 combined, and both are freshmen.
Well, stay tuned. We'll be back with our pregame interviews coming up in just a moment.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.